is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile live from the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo on Dolphin Island. Glad to have you all along. Hopefully we'll see you down here this weekend. Even if you're not fishing, tons of entertainment and the live fish tank and the fish on ice and bands like the Molly Ringwalds down here. It's going to be a good time. So hopefully you get down here and see us. And thanks for all the texts here on this litter issue. And we'll have to get to this. You know, like my buddy C.B. Carl says, a scarlet L wouldn't work. That requires the wearer to have a conscience. And some people have no shame. That was just my one thing with Dale, is that, you know, in spirit of saying, hey, we're going to educate about the city saying and the mayor saying we're going to educate about litter, that's good. But I'm asking this question, honestly, maybe I'll ask it to my next guest here, too. Do we think the people that litter don't know that you're not supposed to do that? That's kind of my question. And let's welcome on to the show Corey Penn, running for Mobile City Council District 1. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Sean. I'm excited to be here today.
Do people, I mean, you hear my lament on that we're going to spend this money to educate about litter. I just don't, like my youngest child, he knows you're not supposed to do it.
Hey, I agree. You know, my daughter, she's 7 years old, and every time we go somewhere, she complains about litter. So once a month, we actually started going to places that she care about, love, and we actually pick up litter around those communities. And so she started this about a year ago. And so, like
good
you said,
her.
I mean, our younger kids understand that litter is a problem, and then we shouldn't throw it out.
Yeah, we go from, you know, the kids know. We just have to make those people that don't respect our city worried about doing it. Because, I mean, I'll see somebody just drop litter sometimes, and, like, in the front of God and everybody, like they don't care.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we have to, you know, make sure that our businesses and keeping their area clean as well. I think that's important. One of the things that I do, I'm a student pastor, and our church is located in a shopping center. And so I get there early at 6:30 at church and go and pick up trash, you know, around our parking lot. But I think business owners, we got to make sure that we're doing that as well, make sure we're taking care of those different places that we're providing services.
Well said. Corey, you're running District 1 Mobile City Council in this campaign. Let's talk about your vision. What are the main issues? We just talked about litter, but other issues for District 1, what would you tackle?
You know, one of the things that I'm focused on is safer streets. You know, in the particular, the Trenton Garden community, we had a shooting, and I'm a former educator, and I lost a student to gun violence, and that's an issue. And I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of seeing about it. And we have to put something in place. And so right now I am the current director with the Kiwanis Boys and Girls Club. And one of the things that I noticed when we're providing our youth with programs that they're interested in and exposing them to new things, we get them off the street. And so we have a recording studio. We provide guitar lessons, sign language. We're doing chords. We're doing so many character and leadership programs. And we're seeing a difference. And I believe that we need to do that across all our communities to make sure that our young people have the different services and resources to be successful and get them off the streets or doing
absolutely
any bad, you know, negative things.
Well, and that's redirection.
That's
right?
It. That's it. And so that's one thing. And another thing is economic growth. I think that we have to make sure that every community have the opportunity to be successful and make sure that we are free of litter. That's a problem, too, for economic growth, especially in certain communities, because if it's litter and blight, then people don't want to come and shop. And so we got to make sure that we beautify our communities. And I believe that by putting me in that seat, we're going to make that happen.
You're talking about on your website to build a resilient community. And that word gets used more, I guess, now in the last couple of years than I heard it in the past. What does that mean to you?
To me, that it's pride. When you're resilient, you take pride in your community. So you want to make sure everything is the best, honestly. And so you're resilient. So regardless the situation, the circumstance, we're going to find a way to make it happen. And so one of the things that I've been doing to be resilient, I have been knocking on doors. I'm listening. I'm learning. And I'm getting information. I'm talking to business owners. I'm talking to faith leaders. I'm talking to residents. And we want to become resilient together. And by taking that information, we're going to create a plan. And that plan, we're going to implement it. And we're going to see a difference, and that's how the community become resilient.
If you're just joining us, talking to Corey Penn, running for District 1 Mobile City Council. Now let's talk about just the city at large, outside of District 1, which a lot of those things obviously apply all over our city, but some city large issues. What about the annexation question? You know, that has come up so many times on this show, about giving the vote to these people that want to come in to, or may not, but giving the vote to the people that are in those outlying areas. Would you be for that or against it?
Well, one of the things that I think we got to look at the root issue. And the root issue, the problem is that the quality of life. We're having people move out our city, right? And so we have to figure out why is that? Why are people are moving into Baldwin County? They are growing at a rapid pace, right? Why are people are leaving the city of Mobile? And so I think the first thing we need to look at, okay, all right, what can we do to make sure that people and families are coming back to the city limits? And after that, I think we do need to look at, you know, that is one way that we can grow our city. We know there is other grants, but I think we need to make sure that we have a plan in place and making sure we meet the needs of the people who live in the city of Mobile.
And you talk about that. What do we do to bring people back in? I mean, obviously, you mentioned public safety. To me, that's a big thing, even though you can look at crime stats all around. But people have, you know, these numbers for our city. I mean, where you and I call home and they're like, man, I don't want to be there. Y'all got lots of crime.
Yeah. And I think as well as housing. You got to look at, most people are leaving the city because they find a better opportunity with affordable home mm-hmm. for families. So you take my district and we don't have too many new builds of homes. So we need to make sure that we have the adequate amount of homes and affordable homes for families, because we say we want to be a family city, but a lot of families are moving out because they want to make sure they have the resource. They want the sidewalks. They want the community parks. They want to make sure that just a two-car garage, right, that's affordable, mm-hmm. you know, in the city limits, it's hard to find sometimes. So we have to provide those services if we want people to move back to our city.
All right, let's talk about some other issues here. For speaking of improving districts, CIP, right? This comes up in the conversation so many times.
Yes.
Should that be every year the same amount for every district? Or what about this idea that, okay, District 1 has a big project, right? It's a big, like, you could get the regular CIP money and do some smaller projects and things are still good, but you got this big project and you need more than what CIP. Should it be the same for every district every year, or should there be this idea of floating some of the money to other districts?
I think we need to do more research on it. I do think every district needs money. I believe that's right. I think everybody should have the right to make sure that we're meeting the needs of our residents, right? And we're all taxpayers, so we want to make sure that everybody have the opportunity. But I do think we need to do more research, and certain districts need a little more. I don't know if the best route is doing it from a CIP or making sure we put it in the city budget. I think we have to figure that out and find out ways, because we do understand that the district, certain districts need more. But I think we need to do more research and get some more information to make sure we implement the right thing.
And this is, you know, we're about to see some big changes, no matter what happens, right, with the council. I mean, and you're in your 30s, right?
That's correct.
So, yeah. So, and for me, in my late 40s, I haven't seen this. I mean, no matter what happens, we're going to have a pretty significant change, you know, just with the seats that are open here. And then maybe some of these other people, there's going to be a lot of new faces, no matter what, coming to city council. So maybe some of the old habits, old ruts we've been in may change.
Yeah, I believe that you're right. We're going to definitely see some changes, some new faces on the council. And I think that we ought to make sure that one thing is we have to work together to create a stronger city. I love my city. that's the reason why I'm still here. And so I think we first got to figure out, we all got to be on the same page. We love our city. So what we need to do is move forward together. And we are stronger together as a community. We are stronger together as residents of the city of Mobile. And so what we have to do as council members, we have to get together. And even with the administration, I think we have to see a better relationship going forward with the administration and council to make sure that we can get things accomplished. And so I'm excited to be a part of that. And I believe that I will be that next council member, and we will get the job done.
Yeah, that it is an important point when we look at it. There's, yes, we have the different council districts, but all seven districts are in the same city. So
that's yeah, and that's, you know, it. So because when someone comes to the
separately.
City, yeah, if someone comes to the district 7, they're going to say that's the city of Mobile. It's a yep. representation. And so we have to make sure we're taking care of each other.
Well said. All right. People want to get more information about your campaign, check in with you. I've looked at your website. It looks fantastic. Tell people where to go.
Thank you so much. Yes, go visit us at VoteCorpN.com. You also can go to VoteCorpN on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Everything is VoteCorpN, but visit VoteCorpN.com, our website, to get more information. And on August the 24th, remember to VoteCorpN for Mobile City Council District 1.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sean.
All right, our guest, Corey Penn, running for District 1, Mobile City Council. And before we wrap up here, we'll come back here, a conversation with folks from Taylor Martino as we wrap it up on this Friday from the rodeo. But a reminder, live two-hour outdoor show coming from here at the rodeo site tomorrow from 10 to noon. So make sure to check that out. And this is going to sound very cryptic, and I'll explain to you all later why, and maybe explain to you now. I may or may not be gone starting Monday for a little while. So not on the air Monday for a little while. So, but I may. I wish I, if my life wasn't so confused, I could just tell you exactly. But coming up Monday, there is a chance that you'll be not with me on Midday Mobile, but enjoying a couple different guest hosts. Dalton and Dan are going to do some. Quinn Hilliard is going to do some. And Michael Yaffe from WVNN in Huntsville will be covering the show as well. Unless something changes, and then I'm there on Monday. I know it's cryptic. I'll explain more later. And we'll be right back. This is Midday Mobile.